In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. More on the immigration link in a moment. But first, government employees that missed paychecks during the partial government shutdown will get paid, eventually, when the shutdown ends. President Trump signed a law yesterday guaranteeing that. But government workers still have credit card bills, childcare, rent to pay. Some banks and financial services companies are offering some help. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Furloughed members of the Navy Federal Credit Union can qualify for an interest-free loan of up to $6,000. Tanika Wilson heads up the program.
So it's designed to bridge the gap in the time that they're not getting their direct deposit from the federal government.
Other banks are offering similar programs. Wells Fargo is waiving late fees for credit cards. The online lender Better Mortgage is letting customers delay payments with no penalty. Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics says it's not in a bank's interest to pursue a delinquent account of a furloughed worker.
If the person is ready to repay upon resumption of their paychecks, all you've done is angered a customer. To what end?
Many institutions are only posting banners on their websites, says Liren Imke at Mintel.
We're seeing few companies actually reach out on other platforms and have more aggressive messaging.
She says banks should take advantage of social media to reach out to furloughed customers. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.